This is Superfast Business with James Schranko. Helping you build your business super fast.
James Schranko, and this week we're filming inside. It's a little bit cool outside. Now, I went to the dentist and I survived. But the reason I went to the dentist is they sent me an SMS follow-up. So on my phone, they just sent me a reminder saying it's time to come back for a checkup. And this is about 1 year from my last visit. So if you have a business, make sure you're using customer reactivation. So that could be an SMS reminder. It could be direct response mail. It could be an email. But stay in touch with your previous customer. The chances are that if they didn't send me an SMS, I would not be going to the dentist until I get my next filling required or some problem. So by keeping active maintenance, they're actually seeing their patients a lot more often. So put some activation mechanisms into your sales follow-up for your best customers. Whenever you do a new process, take notes. And I use a tool called Evernote to do this. But these notes form the basic checklist for the next time you do the job. And eventually, in most businesses, you'll be passing that checklist to somebody else. And then that is now an automated standard operating procedure. So every time I do a new process, I take notes. I might jot them on a whiteboard. Then I'll transfer them into Evernote, into the minimum possible steps, and then I'll train someone else on it. And now that person can do that task. And that's how I keep adding new processes to our business and getting more things off my plate and into the hands of someone who can continually follow that process and then train other people on it. So I only have to do activities the first few times and then that's it. Here's a tip when you're trying to sell something. Make sure you're dealing with all the stakeholders. Not just the person who you're talking to, but try and determine who is the final decision maker and have them present at the earliest possible stage of the negotiation so that they're empowered to make a decision. Otherwise, if things can drag out and they can go too long, or even worse, they'll use the decision maker who you can't get access to as the reason not to go ahead. They might say, well, the boss said we need to go with a different supplier, but if you never spoke to them, you haven't really had a chance to pitch to the person who gets to make the decision. If you want things to happen faster in your business, work on increasing cycle times. Cycle times are how fast you can turn things around. You do that by refining your procedures, by questioning your assumptions. How can these things happen faster? How can we get to the next stage of the process quicker? Do we even need all of these steps in our process? Could we eliminate some and get to the final result much faster? So if you're a perfectionist, for example, maybe you can reduce the need to have everything absolutely perfect to get to a faster outcome and then have an edit or a review process as the final step before something goes out to the market. How do you have a successful routine? Well, you identify that we are creatures of habit, so you work on replacing bad habits for good habits, and you put some structure in place. One of the things that I like to do is set calendar alerts. I use Apple products, so I'm using iCal, but I set recurring reminders each week to do a specific task. Today, I'm doing my business update because a reminder reminded me to do my business update. Now, after a few weeks, it becomes habit. Now the reminder is just a little check. Oh, okay, yes, I've done that, and I tick it off. But should I forget? Should I not want to dedicate a lot of brain capacity to trying to remember when to do my business video update? My iCal will remind me. It's an automated assistant, if you like. So get into good routines. Here's something that's going on with a lot of businesses, and I encounter this a lot because we have a search engine optimization business. A lot of businesses simply have no idea where their sales are coming from. So what you should do is track the source. Track and identify where are your buyers coming from so that you can go and get more of it. So put in ways to track the source. This can be for telephone numbers. One of the easiest ways is to ask people who buy, how did you find out about us? When they tell you, start to collate that data and then use that to improve your marketing process. I'm James Shramko. You're watching superfastbusiness.com. I hope you've enjoyed this episode, and I'll catch up with you next week.
Discover how to build your business
super fast.
Check out superfastbusiness.com.